is Dursun Fakih Hazretleri? He was born in Karaman and a student of Sheikh Edebali. He studied tafsir, hadith and fiqh. He witnessed the establishment of the Ottoman state. Dursun Fakih, who became a judge, imam and orator after passing through the education of Sheikh Edebali, is one of the most important spiritual leaders in the establishment of the Ottoman Empire. In addition, Dursun Fakih had the honor of being the first Imam Hatibi and first Kadı of the Ottoman Empire. After the conquest of Karacahisar, Osman Bey was declared Sultan with the sermon he read here. And the sermon was accepted as the first sermon of the Ottomans, which was read as a sign of independence. Dursun Fakih Hazretleri, he is also one of the first poets of the Ottoman period. His work Gazavatname is quite famous. It is known that he died during the time of Orhan Bey, but the exact date of his death is not known. His grave is in the mausoleum inside the Sheikh Edebali Lodge in Bilecik. Here are some of the recommendations of Dursun Fakih Hazretleri. You can tailor your service to your destination. Man knows himself even he does not know he is giving his place. Declare yourself. Draw your borders according to Allah's orders. If you do not draw, Allah will notify you with the servants that He has rejected. In fact, Allah loves all His servants in His pre-eternity because He cannot receive His love in return. He distances them from Himself and deprives Him of Himself. The closer you get, the closer it gets to you. You have to approach Him, know your place and obey His orders. Allah ordered the worlds, His angels, the planet He created, the stars, the sun, the earth, the wind, and every particle to serve you. So was it difficult to bow down to the owner of the realms who put the realms under your command while the realms serve you? If you want the worlds to serve you, prostrate to the owner of the worlds. Even the devil can be your servant if he wants. To be a scholar, to be a guardian means to find Allah the Almighty. What should be the meaning of finding of Allah Ta'ala? If you become loved by Allah, all the souls, devils, and even the realms created by Allah will serve you. You go on the road, the stone speaks, the earth speaks. The tree gives you direction. The wind brings sound. It is far away. No. If you do not listen to the owner of the realms and do not follow his order, the realms will be hostile to you. Your foot slips, trips over the stone. The wind blows and the earth cuts the food. You don't know that either. You know from the realms, if you do not know from the owner of the realms. Our word to those who understand is the gateway to Aman. Is it a narrow claim for those who don't understand? To those who know my word, the entrance is a wide door. What else will be revealed to those who enter? It is narrow for those who follow the devil. It comes sharp, it hurts. He who gives up will not enter Aman, nor will he enter Paradise. The choice is yours. Allah the Almighty ordered His officials wrote. He fulfilled His task. What did you print? What did you give? What are you waiting for? You do not have the power to give. Look at the giver. He gives what He gives. If you do not get what you give, what will you give to take? Look into the realm. As you dive, you will find Allah in every particle. May Allah grant His intercessions. May Allah grant us this opportunity to follow their advice and follow their path.